It's Just Not Cricket with Justin Avendano.
Oh, you know you made it when you got an opener.
I know. How about this?
Justin Avendano from Terrigal, BBL champion for this year. Good morning, mate. Welcome.
How are we doing? Thanks for having me.
Welcome, mate. What do you got there? What you didn't need to bring money in for this.
Yeah, I got a little bit of money. I heard Paddy's in some debt.
Oh, yes!
I just thought I'd transfer it over to you because I don't think he's going to give it to you.
That's from you to me. Yeah. Thanks, Justin.
Don't let him corrupt you.
Unbelievable.
I was giving him the money today, Justin Avendano, for that bet that we had last week.
Paddy, you're a Queenslander. Let's not short and sweeten this up. And Queensland do owe $30 million and $50 if we count your $50. Mate, so Justin's just coming.
With a little bit of cash. Justin, don't let him. He will hoodwink you, mate. He will lead you down garden.
Thanks, Justin.
Day one and it's all over already.
Yeah, yeah, mate.
There's a New South Welshman bailing out of Queensland. What a gesture.
Hey, mate, what happened yesterday? Australia v New Zealand game two of the cricket. We were left devastated.
Yeah, it was a really good game, actually. It was New Zealand. They have quite small ovals, so it's always exciting for the batsmen. It's very tough for the bowlers, but it was a shame to fall 4 runs short, but that's just the way it is. New Zealand have been really good the last couple of years, and I think they're showing why.
And falling short, sometimes when you do come short and you don't know the details, but that last over, it was all on, wasn't it? Like, yeah, we were in the hunt.
Yeah, I think we needed maybe 16 off the last over and 9 off the last two balls, and Stoinis took the strike, hit a couple sixes, and then just fell a couple runs short, which was a shame.
And, mate, everyone's talking, and you got a bit of details on him, about Australian Daniel Sams.
He's got one of the great stories. So he never had a state contract up until about 3 years ago, started playing BBL, then became the leading wicket taker, now playing for Australia. He was a PT only a couple of years ago.
What's a PT?
Personal trainer.
Personal trainer.
This is who you're working with. Any acronym, I've got to explain.
Yeah.
So,
what's a KNOB, Paddy Gerard? Just spell it.
he's
just worked out what NAB is today.
Anyway, so
PT. So Daniel, mate, his
personal
story.
Personal trainer.
Thanks, Justin. Thanks, mate.
Yeah. He's doing absolutely remarkable. So it's really good to see him doing well.
And so, mate, how did he progress? What was the story behind it?
Mate, so he was honestly just playing in the academies with myself for the Sixers and Thunder Academies. And then we both actually got picked up at the same time. And then he obviously went on to bigger and better things now playing for Australia. But he's just worked so hard as a bowler and then develop his batting as a second string. And you saw last night that he hit maybe 45 off maybe 15 balls.
Wow.
Playing for Australia. So he's really come a long way from where he was 3 years ago.
That's big time, isn't it? That's a lot of runs off 15 balls.
Yeah, he's a strong boy. I think he's got the highest vertical leap in Australia. So it's your jump test in training. So he's got the highest vertical leap in Australia.
He should be playing AFL.
He's pretty fit and strong.
Could he play AFL?
He could do anything. He's a freak.
Is he really?
he's extremely talented human being.
Hey, man, there's other cricket going on as well in England.
Yeah,
England v India.
Yeah, India-England match. It was over in 2 days. It was an absolute dust bowl over there.
2 days, who won it?
India did. They just spin to win, open with spin bowlers. England were 3 for none, I think, in the second day.
Is this the same team that we bowled all out for 40 runs or something in Australia, not recent?
Yeah. So over there, their wickets are completely different, though. Like, they're absolute dust bowls. So there's pretty much no pace took a wicket, I think, the whole test match. Maybe one wicket by pace or two.
So the Poms are useless.
Yeah, that's what we're going to go with.
So okay, good. All right.
Yeah. Apology to Dave from Woongarra, our Pommy listener. Sorry about that. The Poms are useless.
The complaints line's open.
Watch them win 5-0 next summer again.
Now, I know you're a golfing nut, and you go right to having a whack. Mate, what about Tiger Woods?
Be nice, Gerard.
Oh, I always say I have a whack. I have a whack off the green. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
mate, were you devoed when you read about Tiger Woods or heard about Tiger Woods with that car accident?
Yeah, I had about 10 messages early in the morning. I was trying to sleep. I was like, oh, who's messaging me? I'm going to put that away. And then, you know, my missus is calling me about golf. Something's wrong. And she said, oh, Tiger's been in an accident. And I don't know what it is. It's like anything. You just sink. Anything where you're a fan, even you see a high sports person like him, it just doesn't settle with you the right way.
Yeah.
But it looks like he's come through the other end. He's finished all his surgeries. He's had a couple of compound fractures to his right leg, shattered ankle. So all the surgery is complete for now. So hopefully it won't be too long till he's back.
That's right.
But 45, can he come back? Like, he's had his back problems.
Well, he's been doubted a lot previously with all his back problems. So I've never lost faith in him. So hopefully probably needs a little bit more time with this one.
See, Paddy, he has a really powerful mind, and the mind is half the game. And you can learn a lot from this guy.
Every day.
When he comes
day.
Back, when he comes back, it's a mind game, okay?
But we spoke to a bloke, Marcus McCarg, in LA yesterday, and he was saying because the leg was the opposite leg, which you put all your pressure on when you swing, so he said that could be advantageous to him in the recovery.
Well, that's I have a few golf pro mates, and they actually said the exact same thing. Yeah. So
when Paddy swings, his pressure's on the other leg altogether.
And finally, now you are getting, we have spoken over the last couple of months to you, the wedding. How's the wedding plans going? Is it still on target?
It's still going ahead. All she told me to do was to show up. So I've done absolutely nothing for this wedding.
Although you did have a discussion about dates early on, didn't you, mate?
Yeah, so it is true. So the wedding venue told us, we have the 10th of April free. When would you like to go? And I said, no, that doesn't work for me. My missus sort of gave me a strange look. And I was like, babe, that's Masters weekend. Like, I'm not going to miss the golf.
You know,
neither do my mates.
Every marriage needs honesty right from the get-go.
So, 24th of April, it's all going ahead.
All right, mate, we'll be there. if there's a free food and drink package, we'll be there. Justin Avendano, thank you for coming in, mate. We look forward to speaking to you next Friday as we do our little segment, It's Not Just Cricket, with BBL champion from Terrigal. Thanks for coming in, Just.
Thanks for having me, guys. Bye.